Thanks, 10-4.
You're listening to radio news about radio waves. Headlines from the ether. Headlines.
A Nashville sports reporter was fired for delivering a Prince-themed sports report hours after the musician's death. Fox affiliate WZTV let him go after 10 years, calling his April 21st report insensitive. Let's listen.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to get through this thing called life. An electric word, life, but I'm here to tell you there's something else. The NHL playoffs. So when you call up that shrink in Beverly Hills, you know the one. Doctor, everything gonna be all right? Don't expect an answer, because he or she is probably checking out game 4 of the Ducks and Predators. Let's go crazy, Smashville. Let's get nuts. Nope. Instead, Ryan Getzlaf is gonna tuck the loose puck between Pecorine's legs to give Anaheim a 1-0 lead.
In another radio miscue, a child brought to a studio for Take Your Daughters and Sons to Work Day on April 28th took out National Public Radio's West Coast broadcast of Morning Edition. The child took the feed off the air for 1 minute and 13 seconds. Gawker got an internal email from NPR, quote, "This error was caused by the head of the engineering department. As part of our Take Our Daughters to Work Day Studio 42 demonstration, one of our junior journalists was somehow able to press the exact sequence and perfectly timed live insert panel to insert Studio 42 into the Stream 1. I kid you not. Although labor laws prevent me from actually hiring the kid, because he does have a future, but I gave him my card, this resulted in Studio 42 being inserted into the stream, causing a lengthy impairment." This is Tom Rowe for Waveform Radio and WGXC.